This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Donald Trump has formally accepted the Republican Party nomination for president to run for re-election. Using the White House South Lawn as a setting, Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the past 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the last 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over the disease that so far has taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to soon begin crisscrossing the country to make his case for a second term. It is believed Joe Biden will start a busy travel schedule of his own soon as well. To this point, he's largely weathered the pandemic from his home in the state of Delaware. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, has announced he's resigning because of poor health, ending his run at the head of the world's third biggest economy. The 65-year-old Abe told a news conference he is stepping down, quote, "with the belief that I cannot continue being prime minister if I do not have the confidence that I can carry out the job entrusted to me by the people." He said he had decided to leave office now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support, I'm leaving my post with 1 full year left in my term." U.S. markets are poised to open higher, with the Dow Jones future showing strength after yesterday's bold advance in Asia. Japan's Nikkei index lost almost a point and a half,